Nate, your rookie year, you were in this position. Second year, you're back in this position. Does it just kind of feel like this is standard operating procedure around here?
I guess I'm spoiled and I just expect it every year now. I don't know.
How much more prepared do you feel this year compared to last year, going into a big game like this?
I don't know. That's a tough question. I felt really prepared last year. I feel really prepared this year.
Is there any difference, like, mentally?
The experience, I suppose. But I don't know. I don't think anything last year affects anything this year, though.
The NFL kind of has evolved into a game played by really big guys. You're a good example of that. Yet your team has some small guys that have been really productive for you. What does it say about them?
I don't know. I think that football players are often stereotyped as big guys, but if you can make plays and everything, it really doesn't matter what size you are.
What are the challenges going up against their defensive players? I mean, obviously there's some guys in the middle, but, you know, Suggs and some of their pass rushers.
You know, they're skilled at what they do. They've been doing it successfully for a while now. They're well coached. They're good athletes. They play hard. They work together. There's a lot of challenges with this group, definitely.
Because of, like you said, they've been doing it for a while now, their communication is probably right on. Do you have to even concentrate more on your communication as these games go, because maybe they can pick up calls that you guys are doing?
I don't know. My concentration with communication is, you know, what they tell me, and I respond to that, you know.
Does it help that you faced them earlier this year, or was it so long ago that too much has changed? Just in terms of preparing.
Yeah, in terms of preparing, I'm going to look at their most recent games. I think that's the best way to do it, and I don't know if it helped or not.
Nate, I think in college, did you play in one bowl game, or...?
One bowl game, yeah.
So you played in one bowl game 4 years of college, and then you come to the NFL, and you're in your – this will be your fifth playoff game, second conference championship. What's it like? I mean, has it been exciting? Does that sort of make it all worth it?
Yeah, you know, it's fantastic. It's what I always wished for that I could have done in college, and now that I have this opportunity, I feel blessed, and it's amazing.
Is there something to be said, do you think, for big game experience, like understanding how you have to perform, that maybe you – had to sort of acquire last year during your first playoff run?
I don't know. I think that it's always, you know, about how you execute and how you play. And I think that's any game.
How much stock do you put in home field advantage, if any?
I don't know. I've never had an... That's true. I've never had a playoff game away, so I don't know. Yeah, I really don't.
Except the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of neutral ground, though. So.
But you'd rather have it here, obviously.
Have the Super Bowl here?
No, you'd rather have it here.
Yeah, I think so.
What's it been like playing next to Logan?
Well, he's great. You know, he's taught me a lot, and it's, you know, him and every one of the guys I've played next to this year, we've been able to work well together, and that's a testament to, you know, Scar and all the other coaches who have prepared us.
You guys make a lot of the no huddle, getting out, you know, quickly. And do you see an advantage? Do you see defenses trying to catch up and maybe being a little confused because of it?
At times, yeah, I think it's helpful. But there's always those times where you got to line up, and they're gonna be prepared for you, and you got to still beat that too. So,
how different is it this time of year not to have Matt Light around?
I guess that would be a comparison from this year to last year, because I didn't spend a lot of years with Matt. You know, Matt's great. I miss him. He's a good guy. Luckily, I get to talk to him, and he's still around. So, I don't know. Not much different.
When you see Tom working as hard as he does, trying to be perfect so much as a young guy, are you sort of amazed that he still works that hard, and does it help you understand what it takes to be great in this game?
He's not the only one. I see all my teammates working extremely hard, and that's, you know, that's a big part of why I think that they're successful.
You know, Nate, there are a lot of players that play their whole careers and don't get into these type of situations. Obviously, this is your second year, and here you are again, second, you know, championship opportunity. Even at this young age, do you take stock of saying how lucky you are in terms of being able to experience this early on and knowing what it's going to take to sustain it going forward?
I don't know what it'll take to sustain it. I am lucky, yeah. I definitely haven't done any, like, reflecting because it's so early in my career and everything, but, you know, it's great. I'm privileged, and I feel happy to be here.
If I could take you back 12 months to when you beat the Ravens in the championship game last year, do you remember what your reaction was to the missed field goal when you finally realized that you're going to the Super Bowl?
I don't remember. I'm going to stay focused on this week.
Back to Logan for a second. When he gets pretty fired up on the field, does that rub off on you guys at all, personally, or just the line in general?
I'll say this: when he plays really passionate. There's a lot of energy, and I think that certainly, you know, permeates the, you know, whole group.
What have you learned about Paul Kruger?
A shifty guy, plays, you know, hard, knows what he's doing. You know, has really done some good things here. So he's going to be a challenge, definitely.
Anything
else? All right. Okay. Thanks, guys.